9-12 is honor the mayor appointing Robert N. Barrett as chief information officer effective August 13, 2012, pursuant to sections 3-3 of the city charter. Mr. Barrett, why don't you come on up and join us? Maureen, you coming?
Sure.
You want to make the introduction or?
I will be happy to, Mr. Chairman. Even though most of you, Alderman Salvucci, did not meet Mr. Barrett a few weeks ago, as you all know, the mayor had established the IT Advisory Committee. One of the important recommendations that the IT Advisory Committee made was for the city to hire a chief information officer who would hopefully take a look holistically at all of our technology as a city and really set a vision. And so on July 9th, I think it is, Mr. Barrett joined us, and so I'm happy again to introduce him to you.
All right. Typically what we do in a situation like this is just ask you to take, you know, just a few moments to, do we have your resume?
We do have it.
But if you might just want to hit the high points of your experience in the past and anything else you want to share with us, please do, and then we'll open it up for a couple of questions.
That'd be great. Okay. Short version of my life. I grew up in Saugus, so I'm semi-local. Went to public high schools. Went to MIT after that. I graduated in the early mid-70s. I don't want to date myself too much. Spent 15 years doing IT consulting for what was then a big, well-known IT consulting company. Since then, I did that for 15 years, and then for the last 15 years, I've been CIO at five different IT organizations for five different private and public, meaning semi-shareholder-based companies. Most of them I worked for a while, and then they required, so I move on to the next one. So this is actually my sixth CIO role. I've been in manufacturing, I've been in finance. I have done a little bit of public. I spent, one of my jobs as a consultant was for almost 2 years with the city of Boston, building an IT organization for them back in the 80s. And I have done a little bit of work with the state in an advisory capacity with the Mass Department of Environmental Protection too. So I have a little bit of public experience. I've been here now for 2 months, getting to meet a lot of people, kind of evaluating the systems in the organization, the people, and starting to develop kind of a strategy and vision for where we want to go, like a five-year plan. That's kind of the short version. Any particular questions or things anybody cares about?
Questions?
Just looking forward to the plan. And hoping to see fiber happen quicker than...
Trying to push that one along. That's the big one on the top of the list.
Will you be putting out reports periodically?
We haven't talked about it to you folks, to all the...
No, just let us keep us in the...
Yeah, I can certainly do that. In most of my jobs, I've done that, produce, you know, either a monthly or quarterly report of what the IT organization's up to. I was thinking of doing that here. Nobody else asked for that.
Quarterly
would be good, yeah. Okay. Just to let us know what's going on.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
And if I may, just for your information, as part of the... Excuse me. As part of the CIP and five-year financial forecast that we present in October, it is also our hope that we will have a general idea of what the technology five-year plan looks like also. So we've already started having conversations about where is it that we need to go as a city. So in October, at least you'll get a sense of what that is. And then you're right, updates, you know, would certainly be good.
You know what your pay is? Your pay is already frozen.
My personal pay?
No, no. The age grades are all frozen, right?
No. No, we weren't frozen.
Who's got a raise in the age grades recently?
All of them. Everybody.
No, wait a minute. They don't get any step raises.
No steps.
That's what I'm...
Cost of living.
That's
no steps.
I'm talking about step raises.
Oh, no.
So
no steps.
You know you're frozen.
I know. You got me to soft moment when I...
That's a nice step to start at, anyway.
Steven, do you have something?
Well, I was just... I mean, Cheryl kind of raised the point. I can't remember if we even talked about this in Burlington, but You obviously saw the, you know, the advisory. I don't know if that was like...
Oh, yeah, no, I know that, and I know Mike Cipriano, I've known him before through the years, too, so he and I have talked a lot about that advisory report.
I was just curious what your thoughts are. You probably have gathered some of those.
Well, I mean, the two things that are highlighted in that report is, one, you need a CIO, and two, you need a fiber. So, fine, that all makes sense, and fiber is one of those foundation blocks you should have in place. The other thing that's nobody's mentioned that sort of, I think, is more the real reason I'm here is the coordination of all the different IT equipment and people and organizations going on. There's a lot of independent things going on. You know, and there's some good centers of excellence, but they're scattered all over the place. And then, well, not necessarily one group isn't really learning from each other as well as they should. They're not always taking advantage of where we could help each other rather than doing everything twice.
Are you waving, or are you to me, or are you just kind of ready? Alderman Ciccone.
Well, do you plan on at some point then bringing the IT under like one roof?
I wouldn't go that far yet. There's no concrete plan to do that. There's certain pieces that probably could be. Most of that, you know, the school will probably be a little bit independent, but they also have a lot of resources that I'd like to take advantage of. As an example, we don't have a good place for we have not many data centers. You could argue that once the fiber's in place, there's no reason they ever have more than two. They can back each other up. So one of them should probably be at the school. Some of them have a really good data center now. Maybe one at City Hall. Does the school have to work for me to do that? Not directly, but indirectly. I think I having an oversight and looking at their plans and their visions and just trying to make sure that we're aligned.
If I can jump in again, one of the other things that Bob is going to start very soon is an IT cluster. As you know, we're cluster happy as a group. And
I usually call them round tables, but we'll go with cluster.
And so we're going to start an IT cluster, though. And that's going to be the beginnings of really bringing everyone to the table and coordinating the effort, whether or not they work for our IT department is really the least important issue. It's all about whether or not they're sitting around the same table sharing their ideas and talking about what the issues are. So we will be starting that in very short order.
And we're already doing that a little bit. We've had a few things getting together, like the fiber project, where I have people from most of the organizations in one room. And when that happens, there's a lot of discussions, side discussions I'm driving along the way, just because it is good to get them all together.
Ruthann?
Two questions. Why did you decide to apply to a job in the public sector?
Like I said, I've been in the public sector in Boston before a while, so it's, you know, not a real surprise here. How do I say this nicely? I'm a local guy. I live in North Andover. It's one of the nice benefits of coming here is, one, I have a family, including a daughter who's getting married the next year, and I'm tired of being on a plane to China every couple months.
Right.
You know, little things like that. And it just looked like a good opportunity. I think four out of the five CIO jobs I've had before, I was the first CIO of that company. So it's been a similar role, coming in and looking at multiple IT organizations that don't talk to each other. This is a lot like it. I'm comfortable doing it. It kind of fit my profile. So far, it's not that much different than what I've done before. And I came in knowing what I had to do, and it's a good job that has to be done.
Second question, if I may, you probably already realize that we're fairly constrained both in human resources and financial resources. Any reaction to that already?
Again, I had the same thing in public businesses, and it's kind of a joke I always have with the CFOs I work for. Who's cheaper, the CFO or me? I always treat it as my own money. I don't spend a lot. My last company, by the way, was a company, A123, which makes batteries, and you add up all the government grants and stimulus and loans and things, they had about $1 billion to spend. And I just felt very strange doing that. Let's spend everything as fast as we can. Spent that on stuff that we really didn't even need. It just rubbed me the wrong way. I would like to believe that most of the time I can do more of an 80-20 thing. I can get you 80% of what you need for 20% of the money if you really look around and get creative about how you do things.
Would you come over to my house, please?
Yeah.
Talk to my wife. She hates me because I have a 30-year-old washing machine and dryer that I keep fixing.
You're welcome anytime.
Yes.
I'll move approval.
All right. There's a motion to approve. I was going to ask you, well, you've been on the job now for a while, if you had, you know, some first impressions or thoughts about, you know, things that we aren't doing very well. I think you sort of alluded to that when you talked about, you know, how people aren't necessarily, systems aren't necessarily talking to each other. Is there anything that you have been struck or surprised at that we're doing well here in the city, in this area?
Nothing is broken. There are things that could be better. There are some things that where people are working on a shoestring, and, you know, good for them. They're being, like I said, being creative to get things done. There's a few centers of excellence, which is places we could learn from each other. We just put in the first virtual machines here. Well, the school's been doing that a little while, but when we did it, we didn't really talk to each other. The library wants to do that now. You know, rather than doing it again, we should really pull those things together. So I think there's plenty of room for coordination. Like I said, things aren't broken, but if you want, well, I shouldn't say this right, if you want to get scared a little bit, at least I know what I'm looking at. Go down to the computer room downstairs and see how old and shaky, and open the windows, or the plants climbing through the windows and things. It's not the most unsecure data center I've ever seen. So there's an example of something that really needs to be worked on. It's not broken, and we have backups and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, for somebody who's been in big, solid data centers, it's a little bit scary. The organization's good. The people are good. They do need to talk to each other more. I used to work at one of my companies was in the defense industry. I sold parts to the Army and the government, and we used to have a phrase, it is a target-rich environment. There's lots of things we can do. My job is to figure out, okay, we don't have all those resources, we don't have a lot of money, what are the important things, and what order do we attack them in? Because you can't hit all the targets, you got to find the big ones and start going after them.
All right, we need to get into the full board meeting, so there's a motion. Any further discussion? We have, for the record, we don't know if we're on the record, but...
I think we are.
All right, good, thank you. We have a full committee, so everyone is here. All those in favor? Okay, the motion passes 8-0. Welcome.
Thank you.
All right?
Welcome aboard. Good luck.
Thank you. Look forward to working with everybody.
Are we expecting you tomorrow? Are you starting to plan on Wednesdays?
Yeah, we talked about picking Wednesday as the... here's the problem with my life. We've got to wait Tuesdays and Thursdays for the nice days that I take my father up to the heart clinic. Well, now...